back to the phones. Let's go now to Karen in Sacramento. Hi, Karen.
Yes, good morning. I have a problem when people say things which I consider an attack against the Catholic religion. For example, those Catholics are so silly, they have so many rules. I'm just so glad that all I have to do is just love Jesus and I'm saved, that kind of thing. And engaging in conversation, purgatory is another one, engaging in conversations where I do have scripture backup because I've been listening to relevant radio long enough, I get to the point that I, first of all, I'm insulted personally. I'm defensive about my religion. And also there's a point in time often, like your conversation earlier today with, I think her a lady's name, I think was Perna or something like that, where you kind of feel like you're just not making any progress. And, you know, you just, it's just better to cut bait and move on, except that I have this very uneasy feeling that I've been insulted, that I'm not defending my religion adequately, and I'd like to know how you remain so calm, because I sometimes I do not remain calm.
Yeah, well, gosh, thank you. A lot of that has to do with just long experience in dealing with this. I've been at this now for over 30 years. So I don't know necessarily if in my case practice makes perfect, but practice does sort of move you in the direction of knowing how to deal with that kind of emotionalism and not let it get to you. And it's not always easy because I'm like you. I think all of us are that way, that we would feel offended and we get a little bit hepped up because somebody's attacking our mom, Mother Church, and nobody likes that. So my advice would be, number one, just remember that this is somebody whom Christ died for. Christ loves this person. And out of ignorance or whatever the reasons are, they just don't see it yet. So don't let them make you angry. Maybe have their anger maybe make you a bit more compassionate. And I'm thinking, Karen, of what Jesus did on the cross. You notice that as he was on the cross, as they are killing him, after torturing him, the crown of thorns, the scourging at the pillar, everything that went into it, and now they've nailed his hands and his feet to the cross, and he's dying, and he still says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So I try to think of that when I'm faced with that type of anger or insult. And just remember, Jesus loves these people too, and for whatever reason, they don't get it yet, but maybe he wants me to be in this conversation to help them a little bit further down that road. So I found that helpful, and that helps me stay calm. Now, as for the specific arguments, I can tell you this much, Karen, there is no argument, zero, zilch, nada, against the Catholic Church's teaching on things like purgatory or Mary or anything that hasn't been overwhelmingly, decisively, definitively responded to and refuted biblically, historically, etc. The key, though, is for you and for me and everybody listening to discover those answers for themselves and then be able to deploy them, to use them in conversation. So that's why we exist here at Relevant Radio, is to help you with that, my show in particular, perhaps. And then also great organizations like Catholic Answers, Catholic.com is their website. And there are any number of other organizations that exist to help you. So the more you bulk up on that information, the easier it becomes. And that's another reason why I'm never really irked, or at least I'm never really, how did you put it, you get offended and angry. I really don't feel those emotions because I know the answers to their questions. And I'm not worried. I'm not fearful. I'm not saying you are, but I'm not fearful that, oh my gosh, maybe they're asking a question that I won't know how to answer because the answers are there. So I hope that gives you a little bit of encouragement as well.
Yeah, it's when they don't accept the answers. I mean, they really just gloss over, you know, when I the purgatory thing, for example, you know, I can spout off Revelation and nothing unclean and all of that, and it just, like, is bullets over their head. I mean, they just...
It's because they're more interested in being against the Catholic Church than they are interested in knowing the truth. There's a reason why the phenomenon is called Protestantism. It is a protest movement. Yeah, so they're protesting the thing they're against. They're not defined by what they believe so much as by what they're against. Now, I don't mean to, I'm not suggesting disrespect to any individual Protestant people. I'm referring to the phenomenon of Protestantism as such from the time of the Reformation forward. it's unique in that it's defined by what it's against. It's a protest movement. So it's just drummed into them in the sermons and in the tendentious scripture translations and the footnotes and sermons and sermons and sermons about how bad the Catholics are and how lost the Catholics are and how Catholics are trying to earn their salvation. No, we're not, by the way. How Catholics worship Mary. No, we don't, by the way. And how Catholics are blind and lost and not saved and you got to help them. That is so permeated into the fabric of this protest movement that in a way it would be kind of unusual not to encounter that when you're talking to somebody who's been so steeped in that mindset. So that's another reason, it seems to me, to have compassion and patience with people, because in a way they almost can't help it because that's all they've ever heard about the Catholic faith. So it's up to you and to me to present a biblical and understandable, intelligible case for the Catholic faith that I can tell you time and time again, when good-hearted Protestant folk, when they discover it, they become Catholic because they realize, oh my gosh, all those things I always thought about the Catholic Church and always said about the Catholic Church turned out not to be true. And when they become Catholic, they're marvelous apostles because they know how to speak that language with their former Protestant friends and their people like Scott Hahn, for example. They do tremendous good for the church because they have devoted themselves to helping other people like that. Just some random thoughts, Karen. What do you think?
I think I'd like to protest against their protesting because they're
well, protesting. Well, we need to love them, though. You know, we need to love them and be patient with them. If Jesus could say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when he's being crucified, I think you and I can probably hang in there, don't you think? And not get too angry?
Yes, except I'd still like to teach them. I'd still like to direct their thinking to, you know, to the truth. And
well, sometimes people are willing to listen. Sometimes they're not. And in the cases where you have somebody who's willing to discuss and listen and think about it, great. You know, go the extra mile. Go the extra 10 miles. But there are people, and you can hear them call this show from time to time, for whom this is not, they're not open to any possibility that the Catholic Church might be correct about anything. And, you know, if you feel like you're beating your head against a brick wall, you probably are. So the best thing to do is to stop beating your head against the brick wall and just move on.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome, Karen. I appreciate it. Hang in there, as I like to say, because we are called to be salt and light to the people around us, including those, especially those who think that we're the ones who need the saving. It can be a very interesting scenario. Thank you, Karen. All right. What say we take a quick time out and we'll come right back to the phones. We have several people holding, so we're going to get to them straight after this. You're listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.